Want to take part in a Bible study that can help you understand the Bible better? Tune in to Glorious Morning every Thursday and Friday at 7:20 a.m. and on Maranatha Drive every Monday and Tuesday at 4 p.m. for an interactive Bible study. Through these studies, you can find answers for facing the issues and challenges you deal with every day. You can also find these studies on www.voiceofprophecy.com.
Pastor Kumpo, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
No, I'm fine. God has been keeping me.
Lovely, lovely. Have we spoken this year?
I doubt.
No, we haven't. We haven't, man. Compliments of the new year. Are you good?
I'm good. Thank you so much. I'm still celebrating the new year.
Yes. I mean, it's still early days, only 13 days in. So it's a brand new year, definitely. I hope that God has been good with you.
Hey, it's been good, man. I can't lie.
Oh, lovely, man. Great to hear that.
On top of blessings.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much to, hear that. Now, we're talking about the righteous judge the wicked. It's a VOP lesson. And we're still on this guide number 22, which is entitled God, Is God Fair? And today we'll take a look at the judgment that takes place over a 1,000-year period. But please do share, Pastor, with us the stages of judgment as outlined in today's lesson.
All right. Thank you so much. You understand that in the 1,000 years or millennium that we're going to be in or have, those who are going to make it to heaven, the righteous, we are going to judge the dead. What's happening there? Maybe before we talk about that, let's talk about maybe the judgments that we have. There's a first one, which is called the pre-advent judgment of the righteous before Christ's second coming. What's happening here? The pre-advent judgment of the righteous is already on.
Okay.
From 1844, from the prophetic period of 1844 up to now, those God is page by page, is reviewing our names if we are living right or not, starting from Israel, starting from Jerusalem, which is the church of God. Then we follow with the second one, which is when Jesus comes at his second coming, when he's going to reward those who have done right, who is going to determine whether you make it to heaven or you are not going to heaven. Then of the third judgment, which we want to talk about today, but let me just give a preview of it. This is when the righteous are judging the wicked. This is when there are questions. For example, someone asks, where is Pastor Kumba? I can't see him. He is not in heaven. Where is Zama? Where is Bonnie? Where is who? And then God gives them a book and say, this is what Pastor Kumba was doing behind the doors. This is his life. Then the answers that people have about me when they don't see me in heaven, or maybe their fathers or their sisters or their friends or people they thought are going to go to heaven, when they're going to review our lives and see for sure that, for sure, God's righteousness or God is fair. He judged in a fair way. Then there is also the fourth one, which is now the reward of Satan and the wicked, which is, this happens at the end of the 1,000 years, when the new Jerusalem coming down to earth, and earth has to be renovated and be cleaned of sin as the book of controversy ends. Okay. That sin and sinners are destroyed and no more. This is the last judgment that is there, where sin is being dealt with forever, both with the father of sin.
Now, very interesting. Now, do touch on on the investigation and the reward of the righteous. I mean, what is being investigated? I see that you say it started in 1844, as you mentioned. But what's being investigated really about this? I mean, if it starts in 1844, what about those who lived in the first centuries?
All right, thank you so much. So what happens is, maybe let me just take you for a short time to the sanctuary. You understand that in the sanctuary, there was a priest who entered in the most holy place once a year, which was in the Day of Atonement or the Yom Kippur. So when the priest was in the most holy place once a year, the whole nation of Israel was outside the outer court, and they were crying and repenting of their sins. And what was happening? The priest became an intercessor between the nation and God. So he carried the sins of the nations and brought them for forgiveness to God. That was once a year. So this is what is happening.
Yeah.
We have the whole year, and people are ending the year, or let me say, or people are saying we're beginning in another yearly period of a new life, and we are repenting of all the sins we have done.
Mm-hmm.
So people will be repenting and fasting and crying until the priest is out of the sanctuary. And if someone did not repent of their sins, they were supposed to die because their sins are not what? Forgiven.
Okay.
So what is happening now? You understand that Jesus came and died. After dying, he went back to the to heaven. And remember, Hebrews says he is our high priest. So being our high priest, in 1844, Jesus moved from the holy place to the most holy place, going to do what? Going to plead for our sins. Now, what is happening here? He is pleading for us, 1844. And what is supposed to be happening to the church of today? We're supposed to be repenting of our sins, fasting and praying, and accepting that we are sinners who need salvation. So what's happening here? The investigative judgment starts from everyone who died who died professing to be a child of God. So everyone who is a child of God claiming, and whoever, they have their names being investigated, and some names it is written pardoned, some names it is written not pardoned. So the question comes now, what about those who died in the end? They are also part of the investigated ones. Everyone is going to be investigated, including me and you, to those who claim to be the children of God.
You know, I hear you, Pastor. So you are saying that investigative judgment is for all generations that have ever lived?
Sorry?
So you're saying that the investigative judgment is effectively for all generations that have ever lived?
It is for everyone who accepted Jesus Christ and has their books written in all the books. So now, let me try and explain this to be clear, because if I just say yes or no, maybe someone will have more questions. There are different books.
Mm.
Another is a book of life. Another is a book of works. We have different books, and everyone is in a certain book.
Mm-hmm.
So the book of life is the book that is being reviewed. All our lives are being reviewed. Everything that we've been doing is being reviewed.
Mm.
Those who are living.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Mm-hmm. Pastor? Pastor Gumpo?
Yes, hello?
Yes, I can hear you now. We just lost you there. You were saying everyone. Hello, Pastor Gumpo? Hello, Pastor Gumpo? Yes, I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay. So, as I was saying, that everyone has to have his life being reviewed. So, everyone, whether those, everyone who died, and was claiming to be a child of God, claiming to have accepted Jesus Christ, has his life to be reviewed.
Mm, 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 mm. There are those who died way before Christ lived.
For every believer.
Oh, okay. For every believer, even those who lived before Christ would come. Right. Now, what will be the righteous doing during this 1,000-year period that you mentioned?
Oh, yes. That's a beautiful question. You know, when we read from the book of First Corinthians, the chapter is 6 and the verses 2 to 3, Paul has a question. He's asking the church that, do you not know that the saints or the saved ones will judge the world? Do you not know that we shall judge and even judge the angels? He is asking the saints that, do you not know that you're going to be judging in heaven. So in the 1,000 years, as earlier I've said, that we'll be having questions, some of us, we'll be having questions about those who didn't make it to heaven and some other things. And God is going to allow us to judge and prove God that he is a righteous God. So in these 1,000 years, the Bible is clear that we are going to be judging. We are going to rule with God. If you read from the book of Revelation, chapter 20, the verses 4, it says, I saw thrones, and they sat, and they that sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witnesses of Jesus and for the word of God, and they lived and they reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. So those who would have made it to heaven, they will judge, they will reign with God, they will live with God. Those who have answers, they will have all their questions answered. They'll get everything that they need. So during the 1,000 years, the righteous will review the curses of the human beings and the fallen angels, including the leader Satan. So what is happening here? Even those who would have overcome, those who would have been killed, our lives are going to be reviewed. Especially to those who are planning not to make it to heaven, of which I don't wish anyone to. Our lives are going to be reviewed by those whom we lived with. So there's no need to pretend. It's either you choose right or you choose wrong. You know where you're going.
So this judgment, the 1,000 years, is going to be carried out by people who themselves have been sinners.
It's going to be carried by those who would have been saved from sin and have made it to heaven. The righteous who would have been saved and made it to heaven are those who are going to carry the judgment. Carrying it how? To those, number one, they'll be judging the devil himself. Number two, the fallen angels, and even those who are wicked, who died in wickedness.
Yeah. Now, before I let you go, the actual purpose of the righteous judging the wicked, what's the purpose there? What's the whole idea behind that whole practice or activity?
Okay, thank you so much. You know, as human beings, yes, we are going to be saved, but we have a lot of questions we need answers from. We have questions from, we need God to answer us. And for example, let me give an example. Maybe I'll make it to heaven by God's grace, and I don't see my sister in heaven. Definitely, I'll have to ask God, why did my sister not make it to heaven? And God will have to answer. How? By giving me the records of my sister. And I'll make a judgment and see if that for sure God gave us a good judgment. Then there's some of us, we suffered in this world. You know, we lost people, we loved, things happened. And we have questions. There's a song that says, the answers that we've been having for years are going to be answered in heaven. So as we are judging, we are being convinced that there is nothing that God did that was wrong to us, but instead some things fell on us because of sin and because of the devil.
Beautiful one. Well, Pastor Gumpo, I must thank you so much for popping in this afternoon. I must say we'll connect again tomorrow, same time and same place, but thank you so much for today.
Thank you so much. May God bless you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.